Take your Bibles this morning and turn back with me, if you would, to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 this morning. And last week we began to look at a series regarding bitterness and getting to the root of the issue of bitterness and how it can have an effect in the life of the Christian. And in that message last Sunday morning, we said two things regarding bitterness. Number one, we said that bitterness affects our relationship with God. But not only does bitterness affect our relationship with God, we said that bitterness also reveals our spiritual level. And so this morning, as we think about getting to the root of the issue, I want us to begin to see how we as Christians can begin to remove bitterness from our lives. Hebrews chapter 12, and notice there again, if you would, verse number 15. Hebrews chapter 12, and actually let's begin at verse 14, with the key verse being verse 15. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, the Bible says, "Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears." And so again, this morning, we want to look and focus our attention specifically on verse number 15. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Again, the word bitterness is defined as sharp, as pungent, as bitter, as biting to the taste. And it appears for us four times in the New Testament. The Bible uses bitterness to refer to internalized sinful anger. Bitterness is a sharp, it's a bitter emotion that is poisonous to the spiritual well-being of both ourselves and those around us. Again, we think of Jonah being a biblical example of a bitterness and the consequences of bitterness. And so, again, last week we saw that, number one, bitterness affects our relationship with God. Secondly, we said that bitterness reveals our spiritual level or our spiritual condition. And this morning I want to give you a third thought, and that is number three this morning: bitterness and its root can be removed through forgiveness. Bitterness and its root can be removed through forgiveness. Now, in order to do this, in order to remove this root of bitterness in our life, the very first thing we must clearly identify is whom we are bitter towards, who we are harboring a bitterness toward. And so, who are we bitter toward? Are we bitter towards another person? That's the most common form of bitterness. Another person wrongs us. Another person does something that offends us. Another person does something that, whatever the case may be, and we become bitter. We harbor it. We allow it to grow, and we allow it to fester in our life. But the second person we can be bitter against is even our own self. We can allow the bitterness to fester regarding us personally. And And before we know it, we find ourselves just bitter against ourselves. But then a third possibility is we find ourselves bitter toward God for allowing whatever the situation might be to come into our life. We think this morning of Job. We talked a little bit about Job in Sunday school. You know, Job, towards about the middle of the book of Job, he said it would be better if he had never been born. He would curse his family. He would curse his wife. And yes, he would even curse God. He became a very bitter person, even though we know the end of the story in Job. Job would be blessed with twice as much as he had at the beginning of the book of Job. But, you know, it's very possible for us to become bitter towards God. Why has he allowed this situation to come into our life? And so the very first thing we have to identify is, who are we bitter towards if we're going to forgive them? But then secondly, we must make sure that our motivation for forgiveness is right. We must make sure that our motivation for forgiveness is right. And so our motivation for forgiving somebody is not because of the other person. Because the other person, they may not even deserve our forgiveness. They might not even deserve to be forgiven. But we think this morning of Jesus on the cross. As he was being crucified, he looked at those that were crucifying him, and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The motivation could be not because of yourself. You might, there might be some, you might be enjoying the pain. You might enjoy being bitter. You might enjoy being upset with somebody, And I personally couldn't imagine living life that way of just enjoying being bitter at somebody, just enjoying being angry at somebody. Just, how are they going to tick me off today so I can just get a gleeful smile about me? No, we don't, I couldn't live life like that. But the proper motivation to forgive is only because of God. The reason we should forgive somebody is because of God. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, the Bible says this, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Oh boy, there's a lot to unpack in that one little verse, isn't there? Paul here to the Ephesian church, he says, be ye kind to one another. We live in a day and age today where kindness is seen as out of date. We live in a day and age where kindness seems to be old-fashioned. But we ought to be kind one to another. Now, in context, this is talking about and to the church at Ephesus. And so Paul, to the church at Ephesus, to the Ephesian believers, he's saying, hey, in the church, be kind one toward another. But I believe we can also make that a principle for those outside of the church as well. Because the truth of the matter is this morning, everybody that we run into in the world, they're not going to be on the same spiritual level that we might be on. They may not even be a Christian. They may not even be saved. They may not even know Christ or know about the things of God. And we need to learn to be kind to them as well. But then it says, tenderhearted. Tenderhearted. In other words, have a soft heart for people. Have a heart for one another. Have a heart for your fellow man. Again, we live in a day and age that seems out of date. That seems old-fashioned to have a heart for one another. Forgiving one another. Say, why on earth should we forgive those people that hurt us? Well, the next part of the verse, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. You see, when Christ went to the cross, it was for your salvation. It was for my salvation. It was to forgive us. And listen, if anybody did not deserve forgiveness, it was you and it was me. But God, for Christ's sake, He forgave us. He saw us. He knew who we were, who we were going to be, and he still forgave us anyway. And so we need this morning to have the proper motivation. And then we need to ask ourselves, why do we want to forgive? Why do we want to forgive? You know, so oftentimes we struggle with why to forgive. And we ought to want to forgive because God has forgiven us. Not because they deserve it. Not so we can have a one-up on somebody. But we ought to want to forgive them because God forgave us. And then third, we see that it's important that we understand what forgiveness is. In our day and age today, we have a very skewed view of what forgiveness is. And perhaps you might say, well, you know, I thought I had forgiven them, but now I just don't feel like I did. I just don't feel like I have forgiven them. Well, there's several things we need to know about forgiveness. Number one, forgiveness is not, I think I have forgiven. Because that's an act of the mind, I think. That's not going to work. Forgiveness is not, I feel I have forgiven. That's an act of the emotions. That won't work either. Here's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is I choose to forgive. That is an act of the will. That is the only thing that is going to work when it comes to forgiveness. Not, well, you know, I think I've forgiven them. No. I feel like I've forgiven them. No. But I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive. You see, this morning, forgiveness is an act of the will. Forgiveness is not an emotion. Forgiveness is not a thought. Forgiveness is based on faith in obedience to God's command, apart from any feelings, apart from anything. Because I guarantee you, you're going to run into some people and they're going to do things to you that on certain days you don't feel like forgiving them. Some days you're going to feel like making them take a very long walk off a short plank. Because that's just, you know, what they've done to you. And so you don't feel like forgiving them. Or you fall into the trap, I don't think I can forgive them. That's why you have to choose to forgive them. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, the Bible says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Colossians 3:13, the Bible says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. If we're ever going to get rid of the bitterness in our life, we need to learn to forgive. I want to draw your attention back. You're there, Hebrews chapter 12. And I want us to notice these verses again in closing this morning. Hebrews chapter 12. Because we have a recipe for forgiveness, a recipe for eliminating the bitterness. Hebrews chapter 12, and notice there if you would, verse 14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So the very first thing we need to do, if we're going to forgive, is to seek peace with our fellow man. We need to seek holiness. The Bible tells us, be holy, for I am holy. And then we covered verse 15, but look there, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. There's a lot to unpack in these two verses. We know the account, we know the story. Esau selling his birthright, which is what we are now seeing the effects of in the Middle East today. When Esau sold his birthright, there would come the tribe known from Ishmael. But then you notice there, for you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. You see, this morning, when we allow bitterness to infest our lives, when we allow bitterness to, as verse number 15 says, we let any root of bitterness spring up, trouble us. When we allow that to happen, we allow ourselves to miss out. We allow ourselves to lose out on the blessings that God has for us because we're too busy being bitter against somebody else. I don't know, maybe this morning you're here and you've allowed and have had a little bit of bitterness to creep into your heart. Maybe this morning you need to ask God to search your heart. Maybe you need to make a list of any and all incidents that cause you continual hurt, continual hate, sorrow when you think about it. Maybe you need to list each person that's involved, including others, yourself, and yes, even possibly God, for allowing these things to happen. And then once you have your list together, pray and ask God to help you to forgive. Because you see, again, forgiveness this morning is a choice. It's a choice of the will, by faith and obedience to Christ. The question we need to ask ourselves, the question you need to ask yourself is this. Are you going to choose bitterness? Or are you going to choose to obey God and forgive? Even when it seems like they don't deserve forgiveness, just remind yourself. If anybody didn't deserve forgiveness, it was you and me. We didn't deserve forgiveness, and God forgave us anyway. And so let's seek this week to be a forgiving people. Don't let that bitterness fester. Don't let that bitterness spring up. Don't let that bitterness well up. Cut it out. Do away with it. Let yourself forgive, and don't miss the blessings of God as a result. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Let's stand together to our feet.